This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. A pizza place, one American/Chinese/Filipino place, and a barbecue establishment. Those are among the restaurants changing on the scene in Bloomington Normal. Larry Carius starts the restaurant scene with recent restaurant closures.
The Grand Cafe is closed. A local person, Jimmy Mapugay, purchased it. The day he took over, he closed it. He's having plans drawn up right now. There's going to be a major remodeling done. He said when he reopens, he will keep the traditional Grand Cafe menu items, but he's also going to add some Filipino items. But we're not going to see this reopen until, I would say, at least late this fall, Charlie, maybe even as late as the first year or so.
Stolfa's Pizza has also given up the ghost.
Well, I'm not sure if giving up the ghost is the correct term on that, Charlie. Tony Stolfa has a very successful Stolfa Landscaping. During the summertime, he works a tremendous number of hours. The pizza place, he told me, was a successful restaurant, but Tony said that he's got three young children. He's a softball coach. He's a basketball coach. He needed help in the landscaping business, so he closed the restaurant. The restaurant is for sale. His head chef and the cooks and a couple other people are working for him this summer in the landscaping business. Now, Tony told me we may not have seen the last of him in the pizza business. He expects, or maybe I should say hopes, to someday get back into it. And instead of just having a carryout place that he has now, he would like to have a sit-down pizza place where that he can serve beer.
And on the west side, there's been a closure.
J-Soul Barbecue closed, and I was really disappointed when this closed. Rev Jackson III, he's an excellent cook. He opened J-Soul, I think, about a year ago. It's kind of been a struggle for him. The location, I don't think, is the best location. But he was surviving. He was doing okay until the railroad people shut down Washington Street. And if you know where the location of J-Soul is, it's right next to the track. They had originally only planned on closing in about a week. Well, that week extended into 6 weeks or so, or maybe even longer. The business dried up, and he just could not survive with the railroad crossing being closed. Since he was kind of on the edge anyway, the railroad crossing being closed finished him off. He's been in the food truck business. I think we may see him come back someday.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking about the Bloomington Normal restaurant scene with Larry Carius. How about the openings? A couple of small, niche places that are not full service, but are quite interesting.
Charlie, what I found interesting was when Teresa's Italian Ice opened. I interviewed the owner. He's originally from Philadelphia, grew up on the East Coast, spent a lot of time on the Jersey Shore. He and his family came to Bloomington about 3 years ago. He's a very, very successful gentleman. Doesn't play golf, doesn't do any of those things. So when he was working on the Jersey Shore many years ago in college, they were serving what they call the Philadelphia water ice. Now, when I did the interview and I asked him what you are serving, he was saying something like Philadelphia water ice. And I have just a little hard of hearing. And I... You know, I'm sorry, Ed, what'd you say? And he said it again.
Wooter.
And he said, serving Philadelphia Wooter ice. And I was a little embarrassed, but I said, how do you spell that word Wooter? He said, well, it's W-A-T-E-R. Oh, water ice. Well, out in Philadelphia, it's called water ice. That's a Philadelphia accent.
Cool.
And anyway, he has the same machines, the same flavor that's being sold out there in the Jersey Shore.
And that is on Old Fort Jesse Road, just near Fort Jesse Cafe.
Yes, it is. It was Java Joe's coffee shop.
We're talking with Larry Carius, who writes about the Bloomington Normal restaurant scene on Facebook. I'm Charlie Schlenker. This is Sound Ideas. On the west side, there's also an opening, although how do you find it?
You're talking about the White Oak Tap Room. Brian Bellard, he's worked for quite a while, and he has the White Oak Brewery going. He built a tap room on the side of it, and it's not a large tap room. It'll hold 22 to 25 people, but it's just a neat place, and I've stopped by there a couple times. Whenever I'm there, there's a lot of people. Now, where to find it? I think for some of the old-timers, if they know where Old Route 150 is, which I think is called White Oak Road now, everybody knows where Swingers is. I think it's between Swingers and Vernon Avenue. I tell people there was a landscaping business building that burned there several years ago. If you turn east at that corner and go to the end of the street, the parking lot there is for the White Oak Brewery.
Next week on Sound Ideas, hear more about the Bloomington Normal restaurant scene and a slew of restaurant plans in the works. Larry Carius writes about the Twin Cities eateries on Facebook.